Republican Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro has signed a ban on polystyrene foam food containers by chain restaurants and county government. Molinaro signed the law Friday at a school in Pleasant Valley, surrounded by fourth graders who inspired the ban. 23 third graders made the case for a plastic foam ban to the county executive in June, the second-to-last day of school. Now, some 4 months later, the Westroad School fourth graders encircled County Executive Molinaro as he signed the bill they helped create.
But I can't remember a time where a group of kids came up with an idea and got a law passed, certainly not in, 3 months, 4 months. So you guys, I think that Congress should take a lesson from you. The president may want to watch out because you guys are going to take over soon. It's really impressive. I'm really, really, really very proud of all of you. I'm thankful that you let me be a part of this.
Barbara Kurdziel is the third grade teacher at Westroad School whose class was behind the bill.
I think they want to change the world right now. So I'm so proud of them. I'm just thrilled for today.
Kurdziel says she planted the seed of the idea and it took off. The kids researched the topic, educated others, and advocated for a ban. The school is part of the Arlington Central School District.
Arlington's mission statement is for learners to lead passionate and purposeful lives, and they could not have been more passionate about this. So we made T-shirts that had banned styrofoam. We came up with logos of our own, and they made their own T-shirts. And then we wrote letters to the governor, and we wrote letters to County Executive Molinaro.
She adds.
And he came in with the understanding he was going to tell us about government and how the government works. So he gave a lovely talk, and then we hit him with our styrofoam presentations, and they presented the bill to the legislature September 11th, voted on it October 10th, with a 23-1 yes. But the beautiful thing was they invited the children from that class to go and speak to the legislature about, their concerns.
Molinaro describes the ban modeled after Albany counties.
So this bans the use of styrofoam in packaging for food products in chain franchises across Dutchess County. And it's a comprehensive ban that also includes Dutchess County government so that we also will comply with the same restrictions.
Polystyrene, or plastic foam, is commonly referred to as styrofoam, a trademarked brand.
We already have a banned use of styrofoam for our senior meal program, but organizations provide food associated with the county, like the Hudson Valley Renegades, they continue to use styrofoam, so this law will ban that practice as well. It goes into effect immediately upon signature, but we won't begin enforcement until the end of next year, so it gives a number of months for businesses to make that transition. And then we'll start enforcement after that.
Reed Pellet is one of the students behind the ban.
I think polystyrene is bad because, like Laura said, in 100 years we could start getting sick, but instead of dying we could be suffering, and if we suffered it would just make a worse life for us and other species. So that's why I think it's good that we put a stop to it.
Gabrielle Piercy also helped.
Whenever you throw it out, most of it goes straight to the ocean, and it kills a lot of sea animals and sea plants. And the people who make it, they also can get cancer by it.
That's a good point.
And it burns their skin too.
Republican Dutchess County legislator Don Sagliano represents Pleasant Valley and says he supported the bill early on. Sagliano says polystyrene manufacturers oppose the ban.
The environment's more important with this regard, and it was more important to have these young kids experience the ability to make a difference and to be involved.
Meanwhile, in the Hudson Valley, Putnam County has a ban on plastic foam for government facilities, and Ulster County's polystyrene ban affects food service establishments, including chain restaurants, as well as any county-managed concessions or sponsored event. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn in Pleasant Valley.